Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
The man that made this amazing music is dead. Charlie Daniels has died. You know, those evil humans that are bad for the earth. Look how sick the globalists are. Humans are bad for the earth. Chop your son's testicles off. They're the enemy, folks. I mean, if Martians landed running around with ray guns shooting us, they'd be better than this. At least they'd be right there doing it. But that's not how they attack. They attack through the subspace transmission. So the media doesn't joke about that anymore. They don't even attack me for it anymore because they all know. They're all down on their knees doing whatever evil they can to get God away from them so they can get the transmission. That's why they kill kids and all that. You know that most of them don't even really enjoy it. They just have got to get that little bubble of Satanism around them so the demons can get the transmission in. You know, I knew God was real a long time ago, but 20-something years ago, 25, 27, 28 years ago, I used to go down to abortion clinics and protest a lot. And you'd have the doctor come out, or you'd have one of the nurses come out, or you'd have people going to do it, people bringing women to do it. And there's a lot of video of this now. And I always talk about this, but people have caught it on tape a lot around the country. It's always the same. And some woman will walk up, and she'll be rubbing her breast. She'll go, I love Satan. I love killing babies. I keep doing it. You're like, wow. And you kind of learn, like, oh, that's a sex demon. Then you got, like, Slimers, and, I mean, it's all, and you just learn how they all are. It's like, oh, that's that demon, that's that demon. You go to Seattle, it's under such demonic control that, you know, we've got live streams that caught this, where I'd go around one street in a corner, and it's like Agent Smith in The Matrix, where he's coming after Neo, and he's jumping into person after person. Just like the Bible says, demons are jumping from person to person to person because they're already open channels to it. So anytime they want in, we're going to get you, F your family out, walk around the corner. That's right. We're everywhere. We're going to get your family. So whether it's a demon or not, they're all so programmed, might as well be. Because, I mean, they act like demons. And then you look at these creatures, they act like retarded gremlins. Is this an advanced species? No. It's just space junk injected into the planet to destroy us. I mean, look at Lord Rothschild. Look at Hillary Clinton. Does that look like our superior? And I'm not putting down the look, not the physical body being old, just the rat-likeness and the weakness. And how scared they look. I mean, pull a picture of Hillary Clinton. She's just like Brian Stelter. She can't even help jack-o'-lantern, is what I call it. That's a jack-o'-lantern right there. And like I told you, I got sucked into the edges of real Satanism. Not the trailer park version. I mean, the real deal. You know, the helicopter pads, the mansions, the whole nine yards. And you know what Satanists look like? They look like Hillary Clinton. You go into a room of real Satanists, ladies and gentlemen, they look just like this. Here, I'll try to make the face without actually tuning into it, because I don't like to tune into it. I can actually tune into it and show you, but here, just go ahead and do a straight shot. That's what Satanists look like. And Hillary doesn't... Hillary doesn't even hide it, ladies and gentlemen. So, she wants to kill you and your family. Period. Wants to kill you. She wants to kill you. She wants you starving and begging first, though, with horrible diseases, having convulsions. But see, notice that's what she's cursed to. What she tries to do to us, God is going to literally give her exactly. He's going to put her in a prison cell herself for eternity. until eternity ends. And she crawls back out of that nest again to try to get our children. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
Presidents,
yes, sir.
Do not take their medications.
Yes, sir.
I say to those of us in America, we need to call a meeting of our skilled virologists,
right,
epidemiologists,
yes,
students of biology and chemistry. And we need to look at not only what they give us, we need to give ourselves something better.
Yes, sir.
So my teacher told me, don't speak for some, speak for the whole.
Yes, sir.
And now I'm speaking for Black America,
yes, sir,
for Hispanic America,
yes,
for the Native American,
yes,
and for those who are desirous of life. They're making money now, plotting to give 7,500,000,000 people a vaccination.
Yes, right.
Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates and Melinda,
yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
You want to depopulate the earth.
Yes,
what the hell gives you that right? Who are you to sit down with your billions and talk about who can live and who should die? That's why your world is coming to an end quickly, because you have sentenced billions to death, but God is now sentencing you to the death that you are sentencing to others.
Well, that's 2 minutes and 6 seconds of pure truth. It's at newswars.com. That's Louis Farrakhan. And the media takes out of context a few things he says that I disagree with, because I don't want to make this racial or religious. But what he says is true. And did you know that that speech was banned off of Fox's so-called black channel and banned everywhere else? They're not allowing it to be uploaded. In fact, I went and looked where I originally got it. It's been taken off Twitter. I'm sure other copies are up there. But Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate you, because he metaphysically has to admit it in one statement, but like a lawyer later go, oh, I got some for you. It's good. Oh, and by the way, it's going to hurt a bunch of people. You've got to make it really strong. He has to get his own doctors and his own people ready that, well, there's a side effect, but it's for the greater good. That's the cover story. But we can't say, oh, we don't trust you. We don't like you. We know you're a liar. You can't hear that from the big, evil black man, Louis Farrakhan. God. because you need to let Bill Gates kill those black people. But first, he's going to finance them to go around and burn stuff and burn up their own neighborhoods and make them all look like bad people. First, he's going to frame them up real good and scare the white people so they won't be like abolitionists and want to empower people, so they'll actually go after black people. And it's working a little bit, but Americans are seeing through it. You know, Christ said, well, you do the least of us you've done to me. And it's not that black people are the least of us. People are all individuals and have different traits and different aspects. But the way it's been set up is the black people are the least of us. And then we're supposed to take care of them by chopping their son's balls off. Do you really think that's what God wants us to do? Do you really think we're not going to be punished for that? Well, Farrakhan's absolutely right. You will be punished for everything you do. I will be, you will be, everybody will be. And racist black people out knocking white people on the head for no reason. They're idiots. They've been programmed. Just like the white liberals, when you go down to one of these events, they're a shameful group of people. They look like somebody sucked their brains out. That's what serving this evil does. But here comes the wolf. Here comes the weasel in the hen house. He says, I want the vaccines for black people first because I love you so much. He's telling you right in your face what he's doing. And all these sick, evil black leaders are paid off. They're not black leaders. They're black assassins to kill their own people. You think the devil sends in somebody that looks different? No, the devil, Margaret Sanger, all of them on record said, I've got her letters. They're in the Colgate Foundation. You can look them up online. I got actual copies for Endgame. When I used to read this stuff online that Margaret Sanger said, we got to hire all the black leaders and we got to break their families up and we got to sterilize all of them and we got to do all this to them, I thought, man, that's just incredible. And I sent off to the University of St. Louis, actually had them. And I got copies. I paid for copies of her handwritten letters, how she wanted to kill every black person on the planet. And she got awards from Hitler. She trained Hitler. And she runs the whole Democratic Party. And these people, they sit up there with their nerve. I was sitting in an outdoor restaurant about 3 years ago with a few of the crew members. And these black guys walked by. There's a little fence, you know, a little fence for the restaurant. And they, oh, look, it's the blue-eyed devil, Alex Jones. I jumped that fence with one arm, got right in their face. And I said, you listen to me, and you listen real good, buddy boy. You try to hurt me and my family, what color I am, I will destroy you. You want to get in a fight right now? Let's do it. I'm trying to save my ass. And to save my ass, I got to save yours. You don't take their vaccines. You don't buy their crap. You listen to their gangster rap, all that. It's going to destroy you. So if you want to get your ass kicked right now, I'll do it to wake you up. And it was literally like the movie They Live with Rowdy Piper. It was that moment. I was ready to kick both those guys' asses to wake them the hell up, man. I'd have done it lovingly. I'd have beat the living hell out of both of them. Because I had the right on my side right then. There was nothing they could do, and they knew it. You take that racist crap and you shove it up your ass. The devil wants us to kill each other. We got to stop doing it. All right, we're going to go break. I'm so sick of the globalists. I'm so sick of their crap. I can't even look at Bill Gates anymore. Just evil-looking, evil-wise. God, these people make me sick. And the way they run circles around us. It should be so obvious that they're trying to sink the ship. It should be so obvious that you should defend the Republic. It should be so obvious you should love Jesus. It should be so obvious we shouldn't be killing our babies. It should be so obvious, but it's not. And that's how the devil tricks you. Oh, kill these kids. Oh, kill these black people. That'll handle the problem. And then all you've done is killed yourself. The devil is training us to kill each other. And we sit here like dumbasses, and we go along with it. I personally can't take it anymore, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I declare total war on the New World Order. I know you are, too. I can feel your spirit is strong. America is rejecting this poison. The world is rejecting this poison. But let me explain this. Then they'll go, oh, then open your borders up. You love the brown people. No. We got to fix those places and stabilize them. That's a weapon that they've torn down and weaponized and scrambled up. And this isn't just idiot logic where it's like, oh, we're all kumbaya. The enemy knows we're like that. They try that and they play that with us. It's a weapon. And they're going to put us in a position where the third world's so dangerous, we're going to cheer and all wink at each other when they release a bioweapon that's going to kill billions of brown people. And then, I've seen the plans. They're public. I've also studied the enemy in more ways than one. And they want us to sign on to exterminating the third world. And they got a lot of excuses and reasons. They're teaching us people are bad. We got to save the spaceship, blah, blah, blah. But they're the ones that never industrialize it. They're the ones that promote policies to have as many kids as possible. Because for them, it's more kids to kill. And then they're the saviors while they try to, you understand how that works? These people are sick. All right, when we come back, I'm going to play the report I told you about. I'm going to talk about the new July 5th movement we're launching.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jones, very thankful you're here. Even more thankful that you share the links, because I don't want to just do this for no reason. I want to win, and I know you want to win as well. Global Awakening is here. Look at the headline for the live show today. I forget exactly what I wrote, but it's basically, the Global Awakening is here. The tipping point has been reached. The sleeping giant is rising. The enemy's going to strike back. You better get ready. And it's just going to be right out in the open. They're going to say, by the time they're done, sterilize your sons and your daughters so you don't get your multi-pass to work. That's the official plan. Everything these predators is doing is pure, absolute, unadulterated evil, and everything is about getting you to submit to them. So I'm going to ask you, are you going to submit to these people? All right, this gentleman, we can't figure out his name. It's been out a month. It's got millions of views on Twitter. It's Seymour_views. He'll probably be banned on Instagram. But here's his layout. We don't know his name. He's a black man from Pennsylvania. But I was going to tape a July 4th message. I was going to shoot one at the house. And I saw this. I'd forgotten about it. I'd only seen part of it previously or forgot about it. And I said, well, this is my July 4th message. So I want to talk about the July 5th movement and then hit news next segment. But let's go ahead and go to this gentleman. Here it is.
This is my first YouTube video, first social media video, so I'm not sure if I'm even doing this right, but here it goes. I just want to say something. Just got into a beef with my best friend over some political issues. I just wish people wake up and realize that Trump is not fighting against you. Trump is not fighting against black people. He's not fighting against Spanish people. He's not fighting against transgender. He's not fighting against Mexicans or none of that shit. Trump is fighting against globalists. Globalists that don't have nothing to do with none of us. Globalists. There are people who believe in one world order, one world agenda. The bankers, the money, the movie makers. They the ones who hate Trump for a reason, because he's not their plan. He's not part of their agenda. Trump done went over there, got North Korea to put down their guns. He done squashed the beef with Russia. He done told China to stop playing with us and pay us our money. Went to the European Union, told them that y'all owe us money, time to pay up, or y'all not going to get no security. He done cut the corporate tax from 35% to 21%, making us more competitive in the global market. Black people unemployment rate is at all-time low. Women's unemployment rate all-time low. Spanish people unemployment rate all-time low. You got jobs coming back to Pennsylvania. People pouring steel again in America. They said that we weren't going to never have again. And they still try to make this a black and white issue. Now is not the time for angry black people to stand up. Now is not the time for angry Mexicans to stand up. Now is not the time for transgenders to stand up. Now is the time for fucking patriots to stand up. Patriots who love America. When I find out, it's most don't like America. They say fuck America when it's all said and done at the end of the argument. It's time for patriots to stand up. I understand America got a rough history, but a lot of people died for this country that was black, who died for this country too, and you just don't love the country. Go to fuck somewhere else. Go somewhere else if you don't like America, okay? Because it ain't about you. I'm black. I don't even know white people. This shit ain't even about me. This is about America. We've been losing on every thing, on everybody money across the world, but nobody don't owe us. China's stealing all our intellectual properties and selling to the rest of the world for pennies on the dollar. We losing. This man trying to stand up for the country. We can fix the rest of the shit later. First, we got to save the ship. The ship has been sinking.
has been sinking. You trying to put a band-aid on it, fix them up, save the country, then we can fix this racism and all this other shit y'all keep crying about. It's time for patriots to stand up. I'm a patriot. I love America. I love the freedom that it gives me here. Yeah, we got racism issues, but that's not the biggest issue. People don't understand. Trump supporters is about one thing. America first. That means we don't want to hear about your racist shit. We don't want to hear about your Mexicans. We don't want to hear about your transgenders and none of this shit. We want to talk about America first. And right now, we are winning. We are respected in the world right now. Okay? We're making money. People know not to play with us. Trump's number one job is commander-in-chief of our military. People say, oh, Trump want to start a war. Where the fuck is the war? He squashed the beef. You hear me? Squashed the beef. North Korea, no, don't fuck with us no more, little rocket boy, because we will smash your ass. Take real balls to do that. Ain't playing with these people. And then they try to say he colluded with Russia. Colluded with Russia for what? For peace? We was about to go with World War III f***ing with Hillary and them. Don't y'all remember? Russia moved their air defense to Syria. America moved their to Syria. The line was drawn in the sand. We were supposed to be gone. Hillary was supposed to be the president. We were supposed to set the off. It wasn't their plan for Trump to win. It was not their plan for him to win. They had a plan. And now they mad at you. So you gotta hate your mother. Wake up. Patriots, stand up. This ain't a black or white thing. Stand up. God bless you. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. Power to the people. I don't give a about none of that racial shit right now. We're trying to save America. America first. Make America great again.
Well, we've got his Trump's new vice presidential candidate. The people are saying have Kanye replace Pence. I like Kanye. I think Kanye's a great guy. I don't think I should be the vice president either. I just think we're both too wild. But getting serious, why is that such an important video? First video he's done, he looks it up right here. It's true, and it's just out of the park truth because it's real. And that's the kind of guy you can be old, Hispanic, black, Asian, wherever you are. You love freedom, and you get it. Speak out. You're the secret weapon. You think Alex Jones is the only one that can run his mouth about freedom and knock something out of the park? No. And I've always known my main mission is to get other people who are patriots of every race, color, and creed to just get off the bench and come on in because we're in a big fight. We need you. We need you bad, man. I need you bad. You need me too, man. I'm just telling you, we need each other. We've been getting our asses kicked, man. They're killing our kids. They're chopping our boys' balls off. I mean, they're promoting world government all over the place, Satanism. I mean, we got to start coming up at some time. We've got to say we've hit bottom. Come on. And I feel like I'm not just saying this. I metaphysically felt it on July 4th. I think we've turned the corner. And that's because of people like that man you just saw. Never done a video. He's sitting there knowing all this stuff. Ready to knock it out of the park, and he just got in the game. And I'm not trying to use a black analogy, but it's a good analogy. Like it's like the Negro leagues in baseball or whatever. Then they got in the regular and took over. I mean, we need everybody that knows the truth, whether you're black, white, old, or young, to just get off that bench. Because there's all these men out there that are of every color. They all got red blood, and I know who you are. If you decided to get informed and take action, Alex Jones would be out of a job. Please, please. I've been doing this 26 years. I don't want to quit, but I'm killing myself, just so you know. But listen to me. I need you. I need you. I need you to be better than I am. I need you. I know you're there. I know you're there. I need you to stand up. Please. Our children. Please do it. Look at all these men out there, and they just sit on their asses.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Fight for, and of all those people that came before us, that doesn't just mean the soldiers off in some war. That means the women taking care of the kids back at home in those factories. That means people putting their boots on every morning and getting the job done. Yeah.
Guy who claims the
we just don't believe in fighting.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free.
Oh, they love our milk and honey.
They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Walking on the fighting side.
They're walking on the fighting side of me.
That's a live version of Earl Haggard.
Running down a way of life, our fighting men have fought and died.
If you don't love it, leave it.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song,
you know,
that I'm singing,
I saw Kaepernick, which is the perfect example of a fake liberal black person. He's not even black. He might be Arab. He had two white liberal parents that adopted him. He's worth like $80 million. He works for a corporation with slave factories all over the world. Current slavery. I mean, nice, super bad. And he sits over there and he tells you how much America sucks. Oh, and remember, it was always about police brutality. It was always about police brutality. Oh, we're not disrespecting the flag we take a knee. Oh, we're not disrespecting America. Oh, no, no, it's about bad police. Now he came out in a statement and said, July 4th is white supremacism. Get rid of it. Well, let me ask you a little question there, son. If Jesus Christ sat down in Jerusalem or landed wherever he so chooses, then yeah, okay, he says, this is your new symbol, I'll do that. But what are you going to replace it with, my friend? Truth is, you just do what the big money corporations want. That's to break this country up. And again, nothing against folks with afros. Afros are cool-looking haircuts on girls. I mean, I kind of it's kind of flexing, but, you know, whatever. Afro's interesting. But you didn't have an afro until you signed that Nike contract. And I bet it's in the contract you got to have a big afro and they go, I'm black. Because it's true that you're not black. That's why you got that Bozo the Clown hair. He's married to his Islamicist sweetie pie. Wonder how. Why don't you move to the Middle East? Lady, you're Somali. It's so good. Oh, you notice a white supremacist ran over people this weekend. Friday night. Remember that? White supremacist runs over two women and kills one in Seattle. They come and block the road at night. Emergency vehicles pull up. A guy drives around. He slammed on the brakes. He didn't try to do it. They start trying to kill him. He drives off to protect himself. And now they're trying to suppress the mugshots because he's Somali. I'm sorry. Just so. And there's still articles out saying white supremacist Charlottesville 2.0. You're on the highway with the lights off at night. That's a Darwin Award right there. Hey, newsflash, don't run around the highway at night. Unless you like dying. He swerves trying to not hit him. He stops with his flashers on. And they start attacking him. But you can see the black dudes run the car. When they see it's a black dude, they go, But they still go, get out of the car, we're going to kill your ass. He drives off. You are playing in the highway. And now the guy that hits you, it's his fault. But that's God's sick irony. It's a Somali. We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. You know, they had like 20 million views on I guess Viacom put that out. They thought, I don't lie. I get it. It's good to not lie. But I got up and said, I love how the elite are attacking with memes. This thing's got like 20 million views. So they just deleted the Bon Iver song. It's been uploaded again. Has like 2 million views, 3 million views, whatever. But the point is, it's like these old globalists, like, because they don't like to be criticized. Because they're so godless. They don't get a joke. So to them, like, oh, criticize Jones. And then he gets 20 million views, and I go, I love it, I love it. And everybody's, oh, we love Jones. And then they delete the video that has 20 million views. It's always the same. So that's why we can beat these people. Because remember, these are slaves. These globalists are cutouts. These corporate leaders, all of them, except for a few people like Trump, are literally put in power for front groups because they're nobodies. They do what they're told. In fact, cue it up at the beginning. Let's play it right now. But I went on air, and they even had articles. It was like the New York Times. They go, Jones likes these, and we've seen it's actually positive. No more memes. Memes stop. Memes made by establishment folks. Because people get it. They see through it. And they also see how it's all come true. Here, let's go ahead. Do we have that cue that ready? Is anybody in the control room? No problem. We can play it next segment. Just all I want. Remember, I'm like a guy in a space capsule. So that's why I'm always like the crew. Hey, people think they're like in the ear telling me what to say. No, it's the opposite. They won't talk to me. I love them, but they won't talk to me. It's fine. We'll play it next segment. We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. But what I'm saying is the victory is getting average people engaged because you're humble. And you think, well, I'm not that important. I'm just average. No, being average is what's important. You're not one of these fake humanoid, you know, creatures. And then you've got Hollywood and Time Warner owned at the time, the group that put these out. And they literally thought it was hurting me. And instead, all it did was wake up all these teenagers to even bigger listeners. It was just beautiful. And then as soon as I talked about how it was positive, they removed them all. I mean, imagine being like 90 years old, Sumner Redstone. And would he want to be made fun of in a video? No, because he's Sumner Redstone. Why, he's got up $50 billion. I mean, he's been sitting on top of America forever. And, you know, you don't put Sumner Redstone down. That's why it's so easy to beat them. But you have to stop complying with them. And make them a joke, because that, you know, they really don't like humor. They don't like being made fun of. They can't stand it. And so, remember that. They're all scum. None of them care about each other. They're all empty. Their families all hate them. They're all devil worshipers, and they can burn in hell. So piss on them. It's like, okay, kill me. Hell, let's go. You can't beat that. I am a maniac. I am a crazy. Crazy enough to fight your ass and beat you. Because I don't want to rape children. I want to eat enchiladas and drink beer. I don't want to hurt people and dominate them and have power over people. Because guess what? I've got the birthright of loving Jesus Christ. I've got the affidavit. I've got the deed, baby. I already got it all. And you ain't got nothing. So burn in hell. That's my message on this post July 4th. I told you I'd get into the July 5th movement. Now we'll talk about it when we come back, but I just want you to know, we've already won, folks. Christ has got the keys to death and hell. You're losing, New World Order.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The company store, the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
Self-centered crap. We don't even notice, and it's rising up against us.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning. So they thought that hurt us, and when they realized it didn't, and had almost totally positive comments, they removed it. So again, the enemy doesn't have any soul. And remember, they never want to be made fun of. They can't stand it. I love it. I'm not a masochist. I'm not into being in pain, except I am. If that pain gets me where I want to go. And that's the attitude. Who cares what people think about you? If they're wrong. I mean, they could strip me down naked, put me in front of a crowd of 5 million people throwing tomatoes at me and pillorying me, calling me names. I don't give a... Think I care? Give a damn what you think about me. If you're wrong, go to hell. And we have to have that attitude. And I know most of you have that attitude, but you're humble. You don't want to get in people's face. You got to do it. You got to do it. Believe me. First time I started 30 years ago shooting my mouth off at grocery stores and churches and everywhere else and abortion clinics, I didn't like doing it. Now, it's like breathing. And my family's used to it now. They I just go grocery stores, gas stations, the mall, church, just doctor's office. Just, you know, you run your leftist mouth on me and you try to henpeck me in any way, I'm not bowing down to your crap, you piece of crap. Because it's not them. They're a program. They're telling you what they were told to say. And so they're all about being followers. And so you want some negative stimulus? You want some Pavlovian electricity? You're going to get it. They're followers, so they think pecking at us, messing with us, making us miserable, ruining our economy, breaking down our system. They think that makes us hate Trump because that's who they are. If somebody says to them, do what I say, I'm going to punch you in the nose, they say, yes, sir. Somebody tells us, do what I say, I'm going to punch you in the nose. Go ahead and take your best shot. You're about to get your neck broken. It's not about being tough, folks. We let them rape our children and devil worship everywhere because we've stopped being men. And anybody's ever been in a fight, even with a big, mean, tough person, just as soon as the fist starts flowing, how much do you love it? You're not scared once it's happening. Even your head's going to the concrete. It feels good, doesn't it? Because you're alive now. That's how God built you. You're not supposed to have robots driving your car. You're not supposed to not be doing anything, watch TV. You're supposed to be building things, doing things, and putting your body in danger. Because you're just going to get another one. Yeah. One even better. And what we do on this plane manifests ourselves at the next level. It's not like the Hindus think where you go up here, you're a bad guy, so you come back as a grasshopper or something. No. I've seen the other side. The enemy knows it. And you've seen the other side as well. And so I'm not going to get all preachy here. Let me show you the real death toll. Because, you know, black-on-black crime is 23 times, last FBI statistic I saw, what white-on-black crime is, 23 times. It's 10-1 black-on-white because of what has been set up and what has been promoted and what has been done. Because, I mean, tell you, I don't lionize black people or anybody else. I lionize humanity. But I want to look at the statistics. Black folks 80 years ago weren't doing this. So black people wanted to be successful. They had themselves on a very short leash to try to get out of where they were. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. They were becoming strong. The left didn't like that. The globalists didn't like that. They wrote letters. LBJ wrote that. Not defending the system they were under. They went, hey, this system of raw oppression has made these people tough. They've got solidarity. They're not bowing to us. They're building strong colleges and families. We've got to take them over. And so the social engineers came up with a great society you've seen. And now hundreds of black people kill each other every day. Dozens in Chicago. Dozens in Atlanta. Dozens in Dallas. I mean, when I was a kid in Dallas, it was just black people just slaughtering each other everywhere. And let me tell you, you'd be in a store or something, and be with black people. And some young black guys that came in, the black people were like getting on the counter, getting their gun ready, because that was the culture that the system sold and the psyop they ran. It wasn't systemic racism. It was not wanting to die. And that's what this country and this world's turned into. So look at all these videos I have right here. There's a whole bunch of them. Black pastor, all the killing ain't coming from white people. And we've got fathers and mother, people speaking out about their children being shot. I mean, people come to these block parties, and the thug that wants to kill some other gang member doesn't go up and do it right in the head. They always do it like 100 feet away and just shoot some innocent people. Now, here's a little newsflash. If you're going to kill somebody, go kill the person you're trying to kill. Don't shoot some average people. Oh, but nobody's going to talk about these little dead kids because they're black on black. Imagine if white dudes went and sprayed a black crowd. This is sick. Here it is.
And then there's the problem of death. If we're going archaeologically, the argument got to hold up on both sides. All the killing in our community ain't coming from white people. Come on, say amen if you can. We are killing one another. People are scared to get out at night in their own community. They're not scared of white people. They're scared of young black boys on the street.
And it's all because there was no father to beat their ass.
No. All the killing that's going on ain't going on in River Oaks. It's going on in South Union. In Third Ward. On Cullen and Martin Luther King. Every street that's named after Martin Luther King across America is riddled with crime and death in the name of a man who stood for nonviolence. The church has got to accept some responsibility, because we in here singing and shouting on Sunday morning. Let's get out here and go tell that young black boy and that young black girl, we going to teach you how to love yourself more than somebody taught you how to hate yourself. Pull your pants up. Take your nasty pajamas off when you get up in the morning to go outside.
Wish I had somebody to help me.
Like you got good sense. Talk like somebody's raising you.
All right. The full clips on InfoWars.com. It's Reverend Terry Anderson in Houston. And it's true. I mean, we need fathers in the house to teach young men that there are repercussions. That's the problem.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.